Hi everybody, it's Laura. Today we're going to have our first podcast for 2022. And today we're going to speak about orthopedic complications of fat emboli. I have Dr. Barry Baer from anesthesia and CRNA Panaya. Lauren Panaya. Okay.
So here at Northern Westchester, we do a very high volume of orthopedic surgeries. So that being the case, we want to talk about some possible complications that you may see in the OR that may end up in the ICU or just may present in the ICU or on the floor in a just traditional setting of recovery. So Lorna is going to talk us through this. So what is a fat embolism, Lorna, and what is fat embolism syndrome?
Thank you, Dr. Baer. A fat embolism is a presence of fat globules in the microcirculation, whereas a fat embolism syndrome is a systemic manifestation of dissemination of fat molecules or globules in the microcirculation. Now, it's important to understand that a fat embolism syndrome is a continuum of a fat embolism. Fat embolism syndrome is a clinical diagnosis. It is consisted of a triad of presentation. First and foremost, for the signs and symptoms, we have hypoxemia. Then we can have neurological abnormalities. We also can see petechial rash, which is usually fleeting, and it can be seen in different parts of the body. This occurs commonly in patients with single or multiple long bone fractures.
Thank you. That's terrific. And when is it most likely that we would see a fat embolism during hip surgery or even knee surgery?
In our patient that we've seen, the fat embolism not too long ago was in total hip replacement. In our patient also, the possible reason for the complication of the fat embolism was placement of the implant along with cement. And what really causes the fat embolism is the pressure that is caused in the hip, which is a high intramedullary pressure, which is associated with the insertion of the hip implant into the bone.
Okay, that's terrific. And how do you recognize a fat embolism during the surgery?
That's a great question, Dr. Baer, because that is not something we see routinely. So it is really important to pay attention to different parts of the surgery and pick up on conversations that the surgeon has with his scrub team, and also to have a good communication between the surgeon. Now, in our patient not too long ago, I observed a decrease or a change in the end-tidal CO2 waveform. We also had our patients sedated, which patients for hip replacement surgeries generally get a spinal anesthesia and then they have propofol. So if they do have those neurological alterations or abnormalities, it's not easily picked up because they are already sedated. Hence, we have to pay close attention to the end-tidal CO2 waveform, the oxygen saturation, blood pressure, and heart rate changes. The main things that you would observe in this is like I talked earlier about the end-tidal waveform changes, a decrease in blood pressure, and a decrease in oxygenation. How do you treat it? We support the patient with giving the patient high fluid volumes and also vasopressors. We intubate these patients so that they can then be moved to the ICU like we did not too long ago. And this patient was very well managed in ICU. The next day, the patient was sitting up in bed when I seen her, extubated, and went on to recover really well. Thank you, Dr. Baer.
Is it mostly in the OR, though, or can you see it?
It's mostly in the operating room.
Right.
I mean, any long bone fracture is going to generate some fat being absorbed into the venous system. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of if it gets stuck in the microcirculation, it gets shunted to the lungs and to the brain to get these neurological manifestations. You know, and as Lorna said, the communication between the anesthesiologist and the surgeon is key, because we need to know when they're reaming for the hip replacement surgery, because that's really when we see most of these fat emboli. Mm. Same thing when they put cement in, we can see cement emboli, which presents very similar to the fat emboli.
Wow, interesting. Thank you.
Well, thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Okay.
Pleasure.